Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. And now, play ball. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Shea reaches second base with a double. Warner moves to third. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to home to get Warner. Shea moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy strikes out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Hunfield moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Hunfield scores. Metzler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1. White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Clancy moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shea hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive towards third. Warner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Manish. Ward reaches second base with a double. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and has Ward trapped. There's the throw to McManus, who tags Ward for the out. Score that, a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Warner reaches third base with a triple. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. McManus moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Gibson scores. McManus scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. Clancy tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCurdy. The throw from Shea and he is safe. McCurdy steals second. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Clancy scores. McCurdy scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-3 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Merv Shea. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hunfield. Gehringer moves to second. Al Wingo pinch hits for Sam Gibson. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Jess Doyle now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 4 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavener scores. It's 11-5, White Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.